Hello and welcome to the Week Ahead with God podcast. I'm Ken Robinson and I'm so glad that you've joined me today. All week long, we've been diving deep into one key theme, how to strengthen your prayer life. We've explored praying with peace, praying in God's will, dealing with silence, and even how our character affects the effectiveness of our prayers. Today we're looking at something that may be the biggest barrier many believers face when it comes to prayer, and that's the temptation to give up. Let me ask you, have you ever been praying for something, really believing, really pressing in, and felt like nothing is happening? Maybe you started strong, full of faith, full of hope. You prayed for healing, a relationship, a breakthrough, but over time it felt like God wasn't answering, and little by little, your hope started to fade. If that's you, today's message is just for you.
You're listening to the Week Ahead with God podcast, and now here is your host, Ken Robinson.
We're talking about the power of persevering prayer and what it means to keep praying even when you feel like giving up. Let's begin with the words of Jesus himself in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. It says in the Bible, "Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up." Now, isn't that amazing? Jesus knew that this would be a challenge for us. He goes on to tell the parable of the persistent widow, a woman who kept coming to an unjust judge asking for justice. Even though the judge didn't fear God or care about people, her persistence eventually wore him down. And Jesus says, if even an unjust judge responds to persistence, how much more will your heavenly Father respond when his children cry out to him day and night? Jesus told this story so that we would always pray and not give up. You know, we often assume that if God doesn't answer right away, maybe he didn't hear us, or worse still, maybe he's not going to act. But Scripture reminds us that God hears every single prayer, even the ones we repeat, even the ones we pray through tears. You know, sometimes we think persistence means lack of faith. Like if we really believed, we'd only need to pray once. But that's not what Jesus teaches. In fact, he encourages repeated, ongoing, faithful prayer. Why? Because persistence shapes us. It keeps us connected to God, it keeps our hearts open, and it builds a depth of trust that quick answers can't. There are times when God delays not to punish us, but to prepare us. Think of the Israelites waiting 40 years in the wilderness, or Hannah crying out year after year for a child, or even Daniel, who fasted and prayed for 21 days before an angel finally arrived and said, "From the first day you set your heart to seek God, your prayer was heard." You see, sometimes spiritual resistance causes a delay. Other times, God is doing something deeper in us, refining our motives, stretching our faith, and aligning our hearts. And sometimes he's simply waiting for the right time. I love what it says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." Faith and patience, not faith and instant results. You see, we live in a world of microwaves, express shipping. We want everything quickly. But spiritual maturity grows in the soil of patience, not speed. If you're in a season when you're feeling stuck in the waiting, please don't give up. Don't walk away from the very prayer that might be right on the edge of breakthrough. You know, one of the hardest things about persevering prayer is that we don't often see what's happening behind the scenes. You're praying for someone to come to faith, but their heart still seems hard. You're praying for healing, but symptoms remain. You're praying for provision, but the bills keep piling up. Now, you've heard in the Bible of a lady by the name of Ruth. Well, I'd like to introduce you to a different Ruth. A lady who is alive and well today. Her name is Ruth. And for many years, she met a young lady who became an employee of hers. Her name was Wendy. And Wendy was, to all intents and purposes, an atheist. She just didn't believe in God. But you see, the Lord put something on Ruth's heart, and both Ruth and her husband, John, prayed for Wendy's salvation. Even though she was an employee, they became friends, and there were many weekends where Ruth and John would invite young Wendy, who was single, to spend weekends at their home. And come Sunday, Ruth and John would invite Wendy to church. But Wendy was not interested. No matter how much they shared the gospel, Wendy resisted. She basically said no. But you see, God had placed in Ruth's heart the desire that one day Wendy would become a Christian. And so Ruth persisted. She persisted in persistent prayer that was powerful. How do I know this? Well, many years later after this, I met Wendy. A friend of mine was working for Wendy, and she was very much a non-believer. And then God put it on my heart to share my faith with Wendy. And eventually, over many months and many opportunities, I got to share with her. And many of those opportunities were quite negative. She would just tell me to go away and leave her alone. But eventually, the Lord, through me and others, got through to Wendy. And eventually, Wendy gave her life to the Lord. And 2 weeks later, I started dating Wendy. And now I've been married to Wendy for 26 and a half years. Wendy now works one day a week at our church, and her job that she's paid for is to be in charge of our church's prayer ministry. I think back to all those years prior to me even knowing that Wendy existed, that Ruth put it on John and Ruth's heart to pray for Wendy. And they didn't lead her to the Lord. But I don't believe for a moment that Wendy would ever have come to the Lord if they hadn't stood their ground and persistently prayed for Wendy, even though they weren't seeing any results. So if you're discouraged today about what you're praying for, maybe you're like Ruth and John, you're praying for a family member, a friend, their salvation, and you can't see anything happening, don't be discouraged. And here are three simple truths to hold on to. Truth number one, God hears you. Your prayers are not bouncing off the ceiling. They are being received by a loving Father who sees the full picture. Truth number two, delay is not denial. Just because you haven't seen the answer yet doesn't mean it's not coming. And finally, truth number three, you are not praying in vain. Every prayer you pray builds spiritual momentum. Every tear, every whisper, every act of faith, it all matters to God. Remember, Jesus didn't say, pray once and forget about it. He said, always pray and don't give up. So today I want to encourage you to return to that prayer you've almost given up on. Maybe it's been months, maybe it's been years, maybe you've stopped even hoping for change. But what if this week everything shifts? What if your persistence is part of God's plan to bring the answer at just the right time? Can I suggest don't walk away, don't stop believing, and don't give up. Keep praying. Keep trusting, just like Wendy's friends, John and Ruth, did. They didn't see any result of their prayer, but they believed that one day Wendy would become a Christian. And through their prayer, and the efforts of me and other people, she became a Christian. You see, when you keep praying and keep trusting and keep walking with a God who sees it all and works in ways we can't yet understand, it is amazing what can happen. Thank you for joining me on the Week Ahead with God podcast. If today's episode spoke to your heart, consider sharing it with someone who was also waiting on God. You never know how one message of encouragement can lift someone out of despair. And if you want more tools to strengthen your faith, please visit kenrobinson.com. You can subscribe, find bonus content, and stay connected throughout the week. Tomorrow, we wrap up this series with episode number 14, How to Pray with Confidence Even When You Feel Weak. You don't want to miss it. Until then, I'm Ken Robinson. Keep the faith, keep praying, and remember God is working even when you can't see it. Until tomorrow, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us on the Week Ahead with God podcast with your host, Ken Robinson. If you'd like more resources to strengthen your walk with God, visit kenrobinson.com. While you're there, sign up for our free newsletter so you'll never miss an update or new episode. That's kenrobinson.com. Thanks for joining us, and may God bless you throughout the week ahead.